So, friends, we gather on this day in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as we seek to renew our covenant with the Lord our God, according to the Methodist tradition on the first Sunday in the year. I'll just want to, as we begin a new year, yet of course, we are coming out of yet another year, which is the past gone 2020, which has not been a great one, as it was characterized with pain and suffering. The world suffered from the overwhelming impact of COVID-19. There are things we would not wish to go back for in the past year, 2020. Yet, as a people of faith, we still give thanks and praise to God for sustaining us, as we also continue to trust Him for the year ahead. I invite you, my friends, to join me as we offer our thanks and praise to His holy name for keeping us safe in the past year and making it possible for us to see yet another year and to be able to gather virtually in this act of worship. From the scriptures today, the readings that we got from the first book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, where we see an assembly of Israel. In this account, we observe that men, women, and children, even the aliens, they all come in the presence of God to make a covenant with Him, with their God. Sadly, though, the people of Israel always failed to keep up to the expectations of God because of their disobedience and sin. So we realize it is a fact that at one time they would enter into a covenant with God, yet at another time they would still break that covenant. Hence the reason for God calling for a new covenant through the prophet Jeremiah. In Paul's writing to the Epistle of Romans, chapter 12, Paul highlights the importance of holiness, which is one of the aspects required to be in communion with God. We know that God, of course, calls all of us to be holy, where He reminds us to say, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Each time the people of Israel departed from God's holiness, they also broke the covenant. In my address today, focus shall be on John chapter 15, in which we see the new covenant being renewed in Jesus Christ our Lord. I am particularly interested in how Jesus uses the image of branches to represent the community of God's people. The image of the community that emerges is one of interrelationship, mutuality, and indwelling, whereas Jesus Christ Himself is the vine. In a vine, branches are almost completely indistinguishable from one another. It is impossible to determine where one branch stops and another branch starts. This vine image suggests that there are no freestanding individuals in the community, but branches who encircle one another completely. So we are reminded, therefore, today in this covenant, that we do so alongside other believers. We are a connected people, as much as we enter into this covenant individually, but in the image that we get from the vine and branches, we are reminded that we are a people connected to each other through the love of Christ. What is striking in this image is that everyone is rooted in Jesus and hence gives up individual status to become one of men encircling branches. That is very important, because in this covenant, we come as a community of God's people. the connectedness of the branches to the vine gives a wonderful picture of what should be modeled by the church. All branches are the same before the gardener, who is God. No branch has pride of place nor a privilege over any other. All branches are the same before God, distinguishable only by their fruit. It is the gardener's role, therefore, to prune and shape the vine to enhance fruitfulness. As a church, my beloved friends, as a people of faith, as Christians, we are therefore called to live according to the model which Jesus is teaching us today in this image. A model where Christians are a community known for the acts of love that they do for their neighbors, for their nation, and for the world. I call upon all of us, my friends, that we should rise in prayer in support of all those people who are in need. We support those people as we pray for them, especially as we continue to remember those people who provide and deliver essential services to our communities, those who have kept our streets clean, the NHS staff, the scientists who continue to work hard to produce a vaccine, the transport sector, and those who keep grocery shops open, and the list goes on. Because we are a people called for service. Friends, in this covenant, as we say the words, I am no longer my own, but yours. In this covenant that we are making today, it binds us to live according to God's purpose for us and not our own purpose. It is a commitment to be there for Christ and others when your help is needed. Friends, it takes sacrifice as we ought to love and serve God in all our life and work. This is what Jesus refers to as bearing fruit. We are a people called to bear fruit. Bearing fruit of living in love and testimony that we are his disciples. I want to urge you, to challenge you, to encourage you, and to pray for you that as a covenant people in this year, we need to acknowledge that God shall take the lead as we follow. God shall guide and direct our ways. We surrender to him, for we cannot do anything apart from him. That's what Jesus says in this image of the vine. You cannot do anything apart from me. So I encourage you all to dedicate all that lies ahead in God's hands. For apart from him, you can do nothing. Look forward in hope, laying your faith in the incarnate God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I pray that in 2021, God will go before you. God will be behind you, by your side and above you. You will be covered by his grace as long as you abide in him and keep the covenant. For he is God with us. He will never abandon nor forsake you. Forget about your past failures in 2020 and focus on achievements to come in 2021. May God keep you from falling and from harm. I wish you a promising and fulfilling year in the name of God, the Trinity. Amen.